Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to the special edition of Arise and Shine Global Ministries. I'm your host, Daryl Hikes, and I will be with you for the next, 29 minutes and 45 seconds. So, hey, let's pray. Let's get right into the program because there's so much stuff that I want to share, and it's just, as you're reading and studying, well, let's just pray. We'll get into it. Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you so much for the opportunity of being able to minister your word. I thank you that I am alive during this time in history. And I'm not afraid. I am not in fear. I understand your word. I understand what's going on. I don't have everything figured out, but I do know this. You're God. You love me. You care about me. You've got my best interest in mind. And all is well. And I don't care what's going on. I trust you. And it's in the wonderful, mighty, majestic name of Jesus. You know, before I say that, Lord, I just want to say thank you for loving me, for caring about me, for having my best interest in mind, and for protecting me with your word, by your spirit, your holy angels that are assigned to me. I just give you praise for that, and I thank you. And it's in the mighty, wonderful, majestic name of Jesus that I pray. And if you heard that prayer and you agree, and this applies to you too, then just say amen. Amen. I agree with it, and I've trusted. Okay, here's the deal. Right now, we are in a time in history where a lot is going on. Now, the news media, they're only going to show certain, and please understand something. Everything used incorrectly is non-abusive. What that means is shoes are designed to go on your feet. You don't wear shoes on your hands. Abuse is when you improperly use something, when you use something for a purpose not intended. Our government, God ordained government. He set it up for our good, for our benefit. You can find that, I believe it's in Romans 13. So when the government, coronavirus, you have to be mindful of what you say and how you say, because you have to understand the church is designed, and the church is the body of Christ. We're designed to work with the government, not against and not necessarily for. We're designed to work with. So if an edict comes down from the government and says, hey, look, limit the amount of contact you're having with other people, limit the gatherings to 10 people, there is so much, my God, you people just don't know. There's so much in the Word of God that protects us, that gives us insight, there's wisdom. Okay, that number 10, I went online and I was, because I like to find out information. I like to study things and read things. And, you know, if something comes up, they say, well, you can only 10 people can gather. And I'm not being rebellious, but I do want to know, well, where'd you get the number 10 from? Well, don't ask no questions. Well, wait a minute. Why 10? Why not 12? Or why not 15? Why not 200? Well, I instead of relying on man, I said, Lord, why the number 10? This is what he told me. He said, because it takes a minimum of 10 people to constitute the erection or the building of a synagogue. Now, you know that's got to be God right there, because who would even think of that? So now, and you got to remember, the church, we're all, as far as the church is concerned, we are God's people. But there's a difference between being a child of God and a son of God. See, I'm a son of God, and a female is a daughter of God. Because he did make gender, he did give assignments, he assigned a man, a male. Okay, man is is the human race. That's man. Mankind. Mankind, made in the image of God. Then you have male and female for the purpose of procreation. That's why you have that. So, let me stay on task. Okay, you only get so much time. So, I got to figure out a way to just do it all. When I say all, I mean, you know, it, folks. I have an inexplainable joy when it comes to the Word of God, because I know it's the Word that saved me. It's the Word that delivered me even when I didn't know Jesus. It's the Word that gives me understanding. I have angels all about me. It's the Word, Psalms 91 in particular, that provides protection, guidance, deliverance, wholeness. See, all these things have been made available to me, but if I don't partake of them or if I don't engage in it, it doesn't benefit me. I've noticed that this virus, let's go ahead and do something. Well, let me say this, and then we'll go ahead and do something. Okay, y'all pray for me to just calm down, because it's been a minute since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. Not a literal minute. Somebody out there say, it ain't been a minute. It's been 23 minutes. Well, 7 minutes. Okay, I get it. Everybody won't be funny. But you know what? We're in a time to where it's okay to laugh, because I know the end. And this too shall pass. So let's start at the beginning, and then we'll just walk through this line upon line, precept upon precept, and let's just see what we got. Okay. Fear, faith, and foolishness. See, this coronavirus has elicited three different responses in people. There are three different. So after we listen to this, we can properly assess where we are when it comes to God, when it comes to the devil, when it comes to how we relate to the government, how we relate to this coronavirus. There are three different responses in people. And see, I have just like Paul was a tent maker, Jesus was a carpenter, Peter was a fisherman, Matthew was a tax collector. What's his name? I think it's Philip. I think he dealt with horses, because, you know, if you study his actual name, he was fast. He could run like a horse. He was, if you study it out, Judas had an occupation too. He was a scholar, because he said it, you know, he understood things from a scholarly perspective, almost like a university like type thing. So me, I am a transport driver. What does that mean? Well, I have a commercial driver's license, Class B, so I can drive vehicles with air brakes. So I work with a company by which I transport vehicles all over the country. So over the past 2 weeks, I've been in Syracuse, New York. I've been in, Palm Springs, California, Palm Desert, California. I've been in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm currently in Mississippi. I mean, I've just been all these different places. So I've been in airports, I've been in bus stations, I've been in all these different places. Now, somebody listening probably says, well, aren't you afraid? No, I'm not. Well, what if, well, I have an assured foundation. See, my foundation is the Word of God, and my Savior is Jesus, and I know He already died and took care of the coronavirus, because on the cross, every sickness and disease known to man, period, that came up, is currently active and is going to come up. Jesus already took it. He took it on His body. See, those 39 stripes were not just for kicks. It wasn't just something to do. By His stripes, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, by His stripes, I It says you are healed, you were healed, which means I am healed, which means I was healed then, I'm healed now, and I'm healed in the future. So no matter what shows up, I'm good to go. I'm good to go. Now, my belief system, my faith system, and my understanding, all of those things have a part to play. If I don't, like I said, actively engage in these things, then I'll be subject to whatever goes on. Well, somebody asked a question. Well, what do you do with concerning the government when it comes to, you know, I got to go out and I got to work, and you know, if they shut my job down, what am I going to do? You should have been trusting God before all of this. That way, when it came up, it's business as usual for me. Why? Because my faith was in God. Okay, God, he's finished with what he's going to do. Genesis tells you that. Jesus, he's already done what he's going to do. He died on that cross, went to hell, took care of business, came back from the dead, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He got his feet up on a footstool. The Holy Spirit is currently on this earth working with saved and unsaved people. The Holy Spirit, now, okay, when I say he, I'm speaking from the position of a male. Now, the Holy Spirit, if you'll notice, doesn't have, I can't find it where he has gender. Spirits don't have gender. Now, angels, they don't have a gender. They can take up on the form of men. But the whole, well, let me slow down, because sometimes you can get ahead of stuff and you can create confusion versus giving a lack of understanding, because you have to lay a foundation first. So we're not going to get into that. That's a whole nother subject. Yes, I'm reconnecting. Hey, I apologize for that. I'm not sure exactly what the deal is when it comes to, I just noticed that whenever I'm in a certain place and, you know, this is a landline and you're not, you know, they ask you not to use your cell phones, Satan try to come in and cut stuff off because he don't want people to hear things. But we're going to keep rolling. Got about 14 minutes left. Okay, fear is the devil. Let's just call it what it is. And it's designed to paralyze a person and get them to make decisions that lead away from God. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, in the latter part, let's go there. We got just a few minutes. Well, we got longer than a few minutes. Did you all know that at the end of the show, we're going to pray for the makers of the Corona beer. We're going to pray for that family. We're going to pray for that business, because over 40,000 employees have been affected by just the name coronavirus when it comes to their job. When I mean affected, I don't mean like they've been infected with the virus. But you got to understand something. When people work a job, they receive a paycheck, or they're supposed to receive a paycheck. When they're not working the job, they don't receive a paycheck. So now everybody gets affected by the fact that they're not receiving a paycheck. So it's our responsibility as Christians, as believers, as people, to pray for them, you know, because they still need to eat. They still need to do all the things they need to do, you know. We're going to pray for them, because a lot of people don't think about that, because a lot of people stop drinking Corona beer because the name associated with the beer is associated with the virus. So our job is to pray that God opens up doors, opens up avenues by which they'll get streams of income. Maybe some of them will start businesses, all kinds of stuff. But we're going to pray for them at the end of the program. That's what we're going to do. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, now wait a minute. If they got dominion over all the earth, shouldn't that cover the next line, which says, and all the earth, see, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. When the second part, when it says, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that is a direct command from God to where you should have dominion. You should exercise your dominion and your authority over the creep that showed up on the earth after he was kicked out of heaven as a result of his rebellion. That would be Lucifer, Beelzebub, Satan, the dragon of old, the serpent, whatever you want to, the devil, whatever you want to call him. That's what the scripture's talking about. Exercise your authority over the evil one. And I'm going to show you, there's another scripture I looked up to where there's a translation to where it directly refers to the evil one. It doesn't just say, you know, it says the evil one, and I love it. So, remember, fear, which is the devil, and in, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. You notice how in Genesis, but then it's going in the beginning, but then let's go to the end and read about what happened, because you have to realize you have an enemy that's on the earth. You know, people think that the devil, Satan, the dragon, all them, they're in hell. They're not. He's not. It's not. I'm not going to say he. It's not. Because it is a fallen angel. It's not even in the human, the mankind class. It's a different, actually, a whole separate entity was created. So, Revelation chapter 12, let's start in verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Let's see, let's move down to verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, which means the dragon prevailed not. Neither was there a place found any more in heaven for the dragon, the devil, Lucifer. And he was cast out. Let me just read it like to where you can understand what's being said. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So he was cast out, and then he was cast to the earth. And it says, let's see. He was cast out, loud voice in heaven. He was cast out. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. That's talking about Jesus. So he was cast out of heaven. He was cast to the earth. So he showed up on the earth, and he set up camp at what you call, what we call, the North Pole. See, the North Pole is the zenith. It's the highest point. Because he said, I'll set up my kingdom in the north. North Pole. Highest point. He was still trying to get back to heaven. If I can't run heaven, I'll rule the earth. And he's doing a horrible job, too. Well, he ain't ruling nothing in my life. But he's doing a horrible job. Just look around. Heaven's not nasty. Heaven doesn't have trash and dirt and wilderness and barren lands. And heaven doesn't have all that. The earth does. Why? Because when he was cast down, he made it a wilderness, a barren place. But then God said, I got something for that too. All right. Let's move on. Okay. So fear, which is the devil, is designed to paralyze a person and get them to make decisions that lead away from God. Now faith, and you can find the definition of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, which faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you can't see. So just like you can't see this coronavirus with your natural physical eyes, you can have fear in something that you can't see, but you also can have faith in something that you can't see. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you can't see. So healing, I put my faith in sustaining, in the sustaining power of Jesus. Jesus healed me once and for all, so it's my responsibility to maintain my healing. Well, how do I do that? By his stripes, I'm the healed, protecting my health. I don't receive the coronavirus. It shall not come near me nor my house. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. See, that's how I maintain my healing. It's been given to me. Jesus already took care of that part. Now it's my responsibility to use my words to maintain my healing and to do things, there are things in the natural. Get proper rest, drink plenty of liquids. You know, if I need rest, is you'd be amazed as to how, what rest can do. Just go somewhere and sit down. Stop trying to save the world in one day, which I used to just felt like, you know. Now, you have faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. God has given to every man the measure of faith. Now, faith is designed to keep a person in the love of God and move us to make wise decisions. Wash your hands. You know, if somebody's sneezing and coughing around you, it's okay to did you. I did that before, and they started talking about, because what this coronavirus has done, or what this the talk about the coronavirus has done, it has opened up and it has exposed. Okay, let's see. The things I was doing before they started talking about this, I was already doing it. So this is not, this is nothing surprising or new that, you know, they're telling you to do. If somebody sneezes, I don't think you're just going to stand in their face and just let them sneeze in your face. You should, that's just natural. If you go into a public restroom, I would pretty much sanitize the place before, you know, if I need to, whatever I need to do. If I go into a restaurant, you know, this is before they start to, like I said, If the table, I would ask somebody, hey, you got any wipes or whatever? And people might, you know, okay, here's the thing. Sometimes I would. I'm not saying 100% of the time, but I know this. God kept me safe whether I wiped the place down or not, or whether I washed my hands or not. You might not always have the opportunity to wash your hands if you touch your face. Then what you gonna do? Okay, they ran out of wipes at the grocery store or at wherever you go to buy them. What you gonna do then? See, you have to. You've been trusting God way before all this. Who do you think caused your heart to start beating, and set up a system by which it automatically beats without you having to tell it? Well, it's the same thing with sickness and disease and anything else. All right, so faith is designed to keep a person in the love of God and move us to make decisions. Now, the third thing, and then we're going to pray after this, foolishness deludes a person into thinking they can ignore God and man without consequence. What does the fool say? The fool says, well, if I get the coronavirus, then I get it. You got to die of something. That is a foolish statement. Because you could, okay, first of all, you just invited it to come on in. If I get it, I get it. So you hadn't put up any resistance. Second thing is, if you invite it in and it starts to manifest in your physical body and you die, are you ready to meet Jesus? Because if not, you can't, there's a system set up, you can't go to heaven unless you've already made arrangements. So if you haven't made arrangements and you walking around saying foolish stuff like, well, if I get it, I get it. Oh, well, no, that. Okay, and you haven't finished your assignment on the earth. So then what? See, the fool says, the fool wants to walk around with no consequences or no accountability to God or man. I do what I do. Yeah, but problem is there are built-in consequences. If you go out and you rob a store, they lock you up. If you kill somebody, there's a possibility you may get the death penalty. So there are consequences. So don't be a fool, okay? All right. I do want to read this. The evil one has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupted, and they are defiled in their evil, and there is none doing good. And that's such a lie. And every lie comes from the devil. Just remember that. That's Psalms 53, verse 1, and it's the Aramaic Bible in plain English. That's a good passage to read in the Aramaic Bible in plain English. And the scriptures, I know it's just be quick, but I was referencing Revelations 12, 1 through 17, Psalms 23, verse 4, and then Luke 12 and 5. What other scriptures? Genesis 1:26, Hebrews 11:1, and then so now let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone out there listening, that they go ahead and look here. Here's the deal. If you've never accepted Jesus, then repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, right now, I repent and turn away from all my sins. I exchange my sin for what you did on the cross. I believe you died for me. I believe you went to hell, took care of everything, came back from the grave, and did it for me. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. If you said that, you're saved. Hey,